Welcome back, everybody. Hi.
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 Sorry that we haven't done the podcast for so long. We've been quite busy with some of our other areas of our enterprise that we carry out, taking up a lot of our time. But we're back in the new year. This is 2010. Obviously, you don't know when this podcast is going to be discovered or time.
Yep, maybe 3010 people will find it.
We finally got it together to make a lovely little edit of some fun times that we had at Eastside Projects Gallery in Birmingham on, it was actually an official comedy night.
Yes.
At the gallery.
Yep, only comedy allowed, so... I think, as you pointed out at the start, anything that you do in art that refers to something else is eight times as good.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Eight times better than a normal thing because an artist has done it. So you can recreate things, restage them, and no matter how low a budget you have or how kind of little thought or preparation you put into it, they're automatically eight times better. So say an artist did a pantomime, for instance.
Mm. That would be eight times funnier than, say, what you might see at the Hippodrome or perhaps in the West End.
Okay, so, yeah, we had a lovely evening in, when was it, November?
Yep, November, the start of November. The start of November, the day we did the project. It was part of the Abstract Cabinet show. At Gavin Wade's showroom, and we went from being the last minute additions to perhaps the orchestrators of such a long and prolonged evening of what we like to call comedy.
Yeah, the elongators.
Yeah.
As ever, we need to apologise for the sound quality on the recording. There was a number of hilarious misunderstandings that led up to there being, despite the presence of a very large PA system and professional recording equipment. You'll hear in a minute what we're talking about.
For people who understand this thing, it involved Dolby and EQ.
In a way, I also need to apologise. We had the opportunity to work with some of our favourite artists and arts professionals, Adam Sutherland, Gavin Wade, Bedwyr Williams and Karen Guthrie, who we were delighted to have on the podcast recording. And then we completely fluffed it up.
We did. I think particular apologies go to Karen, whose microphone was the quietest on the recording.
How did it happen? What went wrong?
Again, I refer you to the Dolby and EQ. It was something to do with one of those switches. But what kind of comes through on the recording is perhaps a sort of sense the people, it was almost like the voice was coming out louder the more you wanted to say something.
Yeah, there is that
so,
sense.
Like Adam's voice is crystal clear all the way through. And the Gavin's voice is pretty loud on it. And then the two artists who might be considered the more shy and retiring types, their voices are much more in the background.
So it's almost a kind of karmic mix.
Karmic audio mix, yep.
Also thanks to Adam for allowing us to include his piece for the comedy night as well. Do you know what the title of that was?
I don't know. It was to the theme of sex and drugs and rock and roll, so perhaps that could be the title for now.
Yeah, well, he's made up the titles of enough of our pieces of work for press releases and so on, so I guess that, that'll do. And what there was quite a large visual element to Adam's piece as well, which obviously the podcast is unable to capture. I don't know if you wanted to make a brief description of
that. Set the scene.
Mm.
Paint
a word picture.
We have a large structure built by Tatum and Sullivan. Tatum and O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
One of those two. Both of them. I reckon it. A kind of corridor made out of wood, not a pyramid. And on top of that corridor, the lovely Maria Benjamin dancing in what I remember as a boiler suit, a blue boiler suit, and a very large caricature of Ruskin's head shaking
Ruskin,
her...
Ruskin who? Shaking her what?
Ruskin shaking her Ruskin's head to the music provided by Phil and I on Phil on guitar, me on bass, playing Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, but only the bits that we knew how to play, not where it goes.
Which is not much, not many of the bits.
Basically, just the first bit of it. But you know, a few months later, there's a biopic of Ian Dury coming out, and I'd like to think that our performance had something to do with. You know, that revival.
Also, there was during the proceedings, which was an event where people could bring their proposals for largely for artworks and put them forward to a panel of arts professionals. This is part of the now ongoing process that everyone has to go through. Now there isn't any funding money available for anything. Everyone always, we've just done two proposals today, for instance, before we recorded this intro. And as part of that process, there was somebody, wasn't there, who thought it was real, I think.
Yep, one I believe he was an art student.
He's the last proposal.
He's the last proposal you'll hear on it. I had the he didn't even realise after the whole thing had finished, I had the unfortunate job of telling him afterwards while he was outside that it wasn't essentially a serious endeavour, to which he said, "Oh, I can't believe that," and turned to his friends and said, it was all prearranged, it was all scripted." If you listen to the podcast, you'll clearly see that there was no way
heavily scripted
any of us could have scripted that. I think if we had, it's almost genius, I think.
Okay, best intro ever.
Decent proposal.
It's a hard time. There isn't much money.
Well, that's exactly right. There isn't any money, as probably you all know. There isn't any money anymore for any more art. So we all have to constantly make proposals and constantly go to interviews all the time now. And tonight is no exception. Unlike us, though, at least three of you will be leaving today with something under your belt, albeit the whether it be the first prize of the special sparkling wine drink.
Which, in terms of the depression, it's got a lovely kind of bubbly sort of fizz that kind of makes you remember those good times you once had, maybe in a park with friends when you were a teenager.
In the 80s, there were some good times. Second prize of Belgian wheat beer, a spectacularly large bottle. And I think, as well as drinking kava, an artist would only drink Belgian wheat beer.
I would like to point out that Tesco do say finest, but they also put a star, an asterisk, and if you read the small print, it says the finest you might have tried today.
Third prize, this is genuinely Brazil's favourite lager. A four-pack of Skull beer is the third prize.
Yeah, so a little taste of the tropical there.
Decent proposal.
First proposal I've got here, and this is often a good proposal technique, I find. If you send yours in quite late, like as close to the deadline as you can, it will be on the top of the pile, which is what's happened here.
I think one thing that sets it apart is the use of both joined up writing and non-joined up writing in one sentence even, which is good.
So this is a proposal called Apples and Cannonballs, and we'd like to give Derek the opportunity to pitch this proposal to the panel. If you'd like to come
big
up.
Big round of applause for Derek Sean!
Thank you very much for coming. Did you find it okay this evening?
Yes, I got the right bus. Yeah, I've managed to find my way here. Yeah, thank you.
And I'd like to introduce the panel to you. These are, as stated in the commission's brief, top arts professionals, including artist Bedwyr Williams. Bedwyr Williams is an internationally renowned artist, and indeed internationally loved, I think. Are you? Are you loved internationally?
Yeah, in the Northern Hemisphere.
No. Northern Hemisphere mainly. Gavin Wade is the kind of captain. I think, I don't know what your proper title is, the sort of captain of Eastside Projects.
Yeah, that is my title.
Karen Guthrie, I think an artist renowned in both the Southern and Northern Hemispheres.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Adam Sutherland, the director of Grisdale Arts. So they'll be asking you questions.
He's the captain.
He's the admiral.
All right, yeah. Well, bosun, I see he's a kind of bosun figure in many ways. They'll be asking you the questions about your proposal. I'll hand it over to you, Derek, to make the pitch.
Apples and cannonballs. Okay. The universe is a wondrous thing. Time and space. The concept of time as a measurement, as an entity, is unfathomable to the capacity of the human mind. This exhibition will be a constellation of satellites on the gallery floor. The universe. These satellites are items of different perishability, a fruit, a piece of coal, thus the metaphor.
Have you thought about like workshops and stuff that you could do with local schools while the show is on?
Yes. The local schools could come and work out what the constellations are. You know, they could move them around and they could make their own new constellations. And, you know, I thought about going to the local school science department to link it for a good cause into the school science department so it could combine with a science lesson, so it's art and science combined together.
I think there's quite a nice universality about it. I can see who your audience is. And I guess you could put it anywhere. Is
yes.
that, I mean... So how are you going to actually locate, you know, who's going to have that? Where's the best place for it to be? Or is it just, has it got to be a competition for the person who comes up with the best idea? I can't quite see how, you know, who you're going to speak to about that, how you're going to make that happen.
I beg your pardon,
How are you going to make the exhibition actually a reality in a way? You
know? Oh, right. I'm sorry, I thought someone would give me a space.
Yeah.
There seems to be a scope for sponsorship opportunities.
You think of one of those chewing gum things?
What chewing gum thing?
When there's a pavement and there's chewing gum on it, there's always an artist that does something with that.
Well, I was thinking
like a constellation.
I was thinking of Morrison's or Waitrose.
Yeah, well, they
just
sell chewing gum.
All those constellation items from a supermarket literally.
Yes. Apples and oranges, yes.
And coal.
Barbecue coal from...
And cannonballs.
The Esso garage, yeah.
Is this how you are all the time?
Pardon?
Are you like this all the time?
No.
Thank God for that. Well, I quite enjoy the presentation.
Thank you.
You know, you...
It's a rubbish idea.
You know Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
That could go further than your art career.
Well, thank you very much.
There were no cannonballs.
Well, I would like to point out any ideas you do here tonight, don't steal them.
Are we shortlisting these, or are we just sort of randomly going through them? Or?
Well, I think the shortlisting is an ongoing rolling process.
But surely all these proposals are only ever going to be seen by other artists if they were realised. Isn't that the general
That's
idea?
That's the tacit agreement. Yeah,
yeah, that is the agreement.
World,
yeah. Is there anybody in the room who's not an artist? Okay. That's an artist.
Yeah, no, you're learning to be an artist, isn't he?
No, he's an artist.
He's an artist already.
Yeah. It's hard already. Not to be.
Yeah. It is. Okay, the next proposal for the consideration of the...
So your audience development program's working well then, Gavin?
I think there's many of the occupations here, but they're just too embarrassed to put their hands up.
So if I could ask Carl Klein... to come forward, please, with his proposal titled I Want In.
Oh, no.
He seems to have the public behind him. And maybe you could present your proposal to the panel.
And the full title is I Want Into a Gallery. And the idea is to stick my concrete chainsaw through the outside wall of the East Side project, right up that corner where you see the brick wall up there.
What was it again? Sorry, what was that again?
A concrete chainsaw.
Oh, chainsaw, right.
Yeah.
Concrete chainsaw.
And on the inside, I will stick it in from the outside and it will come down like red brick water on the inside over this little frame or high frame. Yeah. And the chainsaw will stay on the outside forever. All I need for that is my concrete chainsaw, water, and a ladder. Yeah, that's it.
That's short. That's the kind of proposal you make, Bedra, isn't it?
Yeah.
One line.
Is the concrete chainsaw made? Do you have that?
No, you can buy them.
It's a real...
All right.
Oh, it's not a chainsaw made out of concrete? Oh, fuck it. I'm not interested.
It's not a concrete chainsaw.
It's a chainsaw that cuts through concrete, yeah?
Ah.
Yeah, it's a chainsaw that cuts through concrete.
Where's the craftsmanship in that?
Yeah, putting it in the wall?
Can you handle that machine?
I have handled a chainsaw. I like the flexibility. I mean, you could include that in a group show.
Yeah.
It doesn't take up much space. It's a generous piece.
But it makes a bit of dirt.
And what's the idea of it?
I Want In.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot the title. Why is it inside the gallery?
Yeah, but I'm not getting in other than...
Should be on the outside.
Again,
it should be on the outside.
Yeah.
I think there's a sort of quality about the
you
work
are in the
which
gallery.
Actually yeah, which actually doesn't require authorization in a way. It's like that perhaps to make the work. Yeah, you don't.
What did they use these chainsaws for? Breaking into places.
Yeah, so in a way, maybe that's the thing. If you went around and stuck that through the front of every gallery in the Midlands or in the UK.
Oh, think big.
Yeah. Yeah, go big.
The Midlands.
Yeah. It would take you a few days.
What will you do once you get in?
Then I'm in. I mean, the tip of the chainsaw.
Oh, you only want your tip in the gallery.
Yeah, a bit of it is inside. The rest is outside still.
Why do you want to be in a gallery?
Because that's what they all want.
I've
been told to
right, work. Okay. If the audience, who wants to be in a gallery? No one.
You liars, you hypocrites.
Only Phil.
Me, please.
Just the students want into the gallery.
Is this a gallery?
Sure it is. Been told so.
I think your gallery is under question now. I don't understand why you want to be in a gallery with your chainsaw. At the end of the day, why do you want to make art about galleries? Why do so many artists want to make art about galleries?
Because you can sell something in a gallery, probably.
Not this one. Have you ever sold anything from here?
Yeah.
What?
I print.
Beautiful print, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't want to be in a gallery, you want some money.
Well, I'm adding this into the whole mix. Under Carl's abilities, he says he can drink more than most artists. So,
That's no qualification for building a new world.
Maybe I get money if I don't do it.
Ah, I see.
Is that a point? Is that good?
Thank you. Well.
Decent proposal.
We're also interested in the stakeholder kind of feedback for this. We're particularly interested in, maybe people that don't have necessarily a particular artistic background, maybe they haven't really got much of a stake in society as a whole, and how these projects might impact on them. So I wonder if I could ask Mark Essen, as someone who's somewhat outside society, to give his... give his thoughts on the proposal so far.
50-50.
Thank you. 50-50 from the man on the street.
Decent proposal.
Well then, at this stage in the commissioning process, the panel often like to put forward kind of exemplar projects or examples of best practice, which, as Karen pointed out, for some artists, this will be an opportunity, really. They might not have spoken in front of other people before. They might not have outlined their work in this manner. So maybe I could invite the panel at this stage to, if they have any examples of best practice or anything perhaps under Gavin's chair that is example of proposals that other artists have made that maybe we can all learn from, perhaps.
Yeah, I've got quite a particular interest in one that I'm hoping will be realised. Luckily, I've got another copy here. It includes a character who I've been interested in over the last few years, Lady Godiva, and it's a project to imagine a 10-metre-high Lady Godiva awakening from her sleeping chamber for the first time. She stands in the centre of England between the White Horse in Kent and the Angel of the North. She is a potent symbol of justice across the world, reborn for the 21st century, embodying the values of fair play, friendship, respect, and courage that are at the heart of the Olympic movement. I think more than that, I think it defines who we are now in the 21st century. It costs £500,000.
£500,000.
But this is, 10 metre high, and she walks and will come to see us in Birmingham, and I am looking forward to that day.
Oh, it moves.
Yeah, it will
That's
move.
Where the money comes in then.
It's a bit like that spider thing.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, and I think we can all get down with the idea of an Olympic movement. I know I had one the other day.
Did you make that up all beforehand?
No, that was, you see my cuff there, just fell off.
God, read us the other ones.
You want the others?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Okay.
Can't bear to see
them, actually. Another one is called Human Torch, and it is a proposal to create an interactive game and artwork in the West Midlands over the Olympic summer. On the first day, 20 portable and intriguing electronic devices symbolic of the Olympic torch will be released into the centre of Birmingham at a launch ceremony, and each torch will be connected via the web and will be constantly GPS tracked. Each device will build up a live log of photographs, names and places, which will evolve into a series of organic visualizations and sound that will grow with the data. 6 weeks later, the torch that has traveled the furthest, having passed through the most hands and reaching the most unique locations around the region, will win.
Really good.
I think I'd get a torch.
That one's
I'd
all right.
I'd swallow it, you know?
Yeah.
I'd swallow it and just let the journey go worldwide.
I sort of feel like with this proposal, there's going to be some considerable development along the way, and the final manifestation of this, should it win the £500,000 pot. But
what hope is there for any artwork connected to sport? I mean, sport is unequivocally the enemy of culture.
Adam, Matthew Barney.
The enemy of culture. Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Helps, I genuinely used athletics as a metaphor for art last night in a talk to one person in Derby. Someone said to me they wanted to genuinely make something new that had never been seen before. I said, well, art's a lot like athletics. You can only break the world record by increments unless you're Usain Bolt. But how often does Usain Bolt come along? You know? So think about that.
Who the hell's he?
We've selected one by somebody going under the name of Antonio Roberts. I do know what he looks like and where he's seated. Would you like to propose this to people, or...? You can do it from your seat if you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, do it from your seat. Do it from your seat.
No pressure.
Just to give you some context, under abilities, Antonio says he's a really good touch typist, so bear that in mind. Oh.
That's a useful skill.
Thank you. I want to recreate inch by inch the erratic movements of a hamster in a ball travelling between all the galleries in Birmingham using the medium of physical theatre.
I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Where's that hamster coming from?
The one that hasn't been eaten by its mother. It's underneath.
Okay. So I haven't read the proposal.
Do you want to read it?
Generally, I try not to.
Okay. Thanks.
So this is a trained hamster.
Well, if it hasn't been eaten by its mother, then it's probably quite skilled.
Fair enough.
They do dance,
though.
Sorry?
In dance, trained.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, it doesn't dance.
Well, it can not be eaten by its mother, so.
It kind of dances.
It's a kind of dance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not being eaten by your mother. I've seen that on Strictly.
It might have been for you.
What's the name of the hamster?
I'm going to name it after my referee, John. He's living.
He's got me, Mike.
It says it to indicate whether he's living or dead. Definitely living. I spoke to him about an hour ago.
The panel seems strangely unfamiliar with the commissioning process.
Yes.
So you're in a big perspex ball.
No, the hamster is.
Oh, right. I thought you were both in a perspex ball. But
no, you're recreating what the hamster
did.
I'm lost.
An interesting way to look at it. How
explore the hamster.
Yes, explore the hamster.
How do you do the upside down bits when it goes too fast and stuff?
Well, ask the hamster. He's very trained in this already. He knows.
Yeah, I don't think we should give it to him.
Sorry. That's a bit too loud then.
And I don't. And why is it going to the? Why is it going to galleries?
To see art.
Why would it do that?
Audience development.
Finally, a non-artist comes through the doors.
I think I'm done. Thank you very much.
That was very good. But I have to say, the touch typing was the best bit.
So thank you to all the applicants. Unfortunately, with every application process, not everybody can be asked to interview, and we don't really have enough bus fare to ask enough people to come to interview. However, we'd like to keep your applications on file because we might...
Yeah, you can take the piss out of that, but I've quite often gone back to... When we write that to people, we quite often go back to them 3 years later and they go, what?
Well, in this particular circumstance, we haven't consulted with you, but we're sure that although
we're gonna do something horrible.
Very good, they didn't fit with the overall theme that you were looking for the... For the show, so...
The theme generally, it is essential that it doesn't fit with the overall theme.
Well, exactly.
Then we bully people to make it fit.
That's the loophole that
that's the loophole.
Does indicate that the Matrix is real.
The Matrix is complete.
So, the four shortlisted artists are, and this is for the panel's consideration, Derek with the Apples and Cannonballs piece, Carl Klein's proposal of the chainsaw and getting his tip in, and Antonio's proposal, which Bedwyr has already said, not that one, with the hamster ball. And what I'd like to do is ask each of the panel members in turn to give a little kind of closing comment on maybe the whole application process as a whole, and the standard of applicants, which as always has been very high, and maybe some food for thought for unsuccessful applicants before they finally confer to announce the first, second, and third places. So if I could ask Bedwyr Williams, international artist, first for your comments.
It was really interesting sitting in on the panel.
Thank you.
Let's all say that.
Gavin Wade.
I think Lady Godiva's got some competition. I think it's quite a high standard.
Always a high standard.
Yeah, in terms of the the directness of the projects, the efficiency of most of the projects is something there. So I think at the moment I'm tending towards the apples and cannonballs project. It's kind of really beginning. Yeah, I think it's got something there. So.
That's interesting. Okay, Karen Guthrie, also an international artist.
Yeah, well, they all seem pretty crap to me. But I think it's quite good that people made the effort to do it. And if any of you that put in proposals want to come up to Grisdale for a weekend, we'll pay your bus fare.
Hey.
We've got a hand raised in the audience, maybe a question. Perhaps if you could deliver your
question. And you can stay the night.
Microphone. Oh, so this is the classic late proposal, hand-delivered. Have we time for can the panel consider a late proposal that's hand-delivered?
If it's quick.
Can the audience consider a late?
I quite like the informality of that, just suddenly just throwing it in, wild card, let's do it. Come on,
I've seen it happen.
Do it. Come on, let's do it.
I think he should do it in a falsetto if he's going to do it.
Yeah.
If you'd like to come up, young man.
You have to say it in a falsetto voice.
Oh, really?
That is a deal breaker.
I think this is the condition that you have to do it in a falsetto voice as a late.
I still have. I can't do it. I'm not a choir boy.
You were a choir boy recently.
Not recently. I'm not now. Once when I was 14, actually, I taught Prague in the choir.
So can we crack on?
Sorry, what are you asking me?
Focus.
Basically, I thought...
that's another good skill, though.
A place of worship within the building, like a site-specific installation. But it would be void of religious icons. So basically, you'll just be working with the kind of psychological effects of like very large, iconic-ish objects, gold, very beautiful things, and smelling incense and stuff like that, all things that are used in religious places of worship to induce a kind of spirituality, transcendence, but actually be void of all that. No.
What was it again? Sorry, I didn't quite follow.
I think maybe I'd have to discount that and not on the basis that the gallery's already doing all those things.
It is a place of worship already, isn't it?
Worship of the director. Is it? Or no, the art.
Well, it could be that. You can put a big picture of your face on it or something.
I'm liking it a little bit more.
I like the influence of your past as a choir boy.
Thank you.
Permeates this proposal.
I was
always need to be autobiographical in your work.
Uplifting's good.
Yeah. Be quite depressing.
I don't like it.
Says you.
Says the
joker. Oh, right. That would make sense. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I think before we get the panel's final decision, we need a final voice from the person, the lay person, if you like, the person on the street. So I think if I could ask perhaps Maria Benjamin, as someone with a really nice accent, to come and it'll show kind of diversity. If you could give us your comments.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to any of the projects.
Well, that's exactly the opinion of the layperson.
I was drinking my beer and listening to the jokes, and so I can't really remember.
Again, exactly
the jokes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. That's the full consultation process over with.
So over to you guys. Who do we have in traditional? Televisual style. We're going to do this in reverse order. Are we? Are we going to do this at all?
I can't remember any of them, but I think Gavin's on it.
So, I think this. Okay.
So,
in at three.
Third place.
And this is for the Skull Lager.
Is I don't remember the name, but it's the project with the hamster. I do remember the name.
Antonio.
Yeah.
Big round of applause for Antonio.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's not bad for, like, okay. 2 minutes' work.
In second place?
Yes, second place, playing for the finest Belgian wheat beer you might drink today.
No, I was just doing a long pause then. In second place?
You are not winning at losing. You are... Go on.
In second place is the concrete chainsaw.
It's Carl and his tip. And the moment I'm sure you've all been waiting for, from the moment you walked through that Masonic door.
Yeah. It was a tough decision, but we have finally come to a unanimous decision that first prize is... apples and cannonballs. For an excellent presentation also.
The winner's speech about what you might do with a whole bottle of Carver and the lack of funding that will accompany that.
In the style of a nervous person?
With this bottle of Carver, I'm going to take it home and put it in the fridge because I'm driving.
That is a sensible proposal.
Well done.
Thank you. Decent proposal.
This is Ruskin's Head. And this song is Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. And that's all wrong. No one knows anything about Ruskin. All they know is that he divorced his wife for having pubic hair, which is wrong. He was supposed to have been frightened of pubic hair, but the idea of that was invented in the 60s by a woman. You've all watched 60s porn in an ironic manner. So you know what he was frightened of, or should have been, or what she was frightened of. No one's got pubic hair like that anymore. In the 80s, a male art historian decided it was really BO he was frightened of. And in the 90s, a male art historian decided it was menstruation. The 60s was an evil decade. It destroyed 2,000 years of civilization. Artists deconstructed it. But they didn't have any idea what they were going to put in its place. They destroyed white bread. Refined over 2,000 years and replaced by wholemeal bricks. It was the decade from where the Velvet Underground emerged and their evil. They were only joking. You weren't meant to take it so seriously. We've had 50 years of deconstructed culture. It's deconstructed the world. 50 years. And we're waiting now for artists to put it all back together. And tonight, you're going to put it back together.
Sometimes it's just really good to have your work in front of a panel, you know, like, even if you haven't got a chance of getting the work through, just to get it in front of a panel.
Decent proposal.